Most of the thefts don't even involve classified material, but just proprietary information that's worth a lot of money, and could eventually be used by an unfriendly force. Relatively less valuable is open source material that anyone with enough expertise can access. This OSINT is often information that soon fades from relevance. As a rule, the nexus of a large number of minor spies is one person, a recruiter, who's working for another country. The primary recruiting tactic of these people is to build trust among the spies who steal for them. It's true that shady people can build trust, but it's a weak, fake type of trust, built on lies, manipulation, and coercion, and it can topple overnight. Most commonly, the spies that are recruited befriend people who have access only to open source information, but who understand the OSINT so well that their perspective is very valuable. Because these well-informed people are quite innocent and have nothing to hide, they're often good access agents. Steve was one of those people. That's why we were buying him lunch. Steve knew a person that we suspected of being a recruiter and a spy. This person had become the subject of our investigation. He was therefore referred to in spy lingo as, guess what? The subject. Steve probably liked the subject and had a certain degree of trust in him. But when I say a certain degree, I mean trust that is a mile wide and an inch deep. I can't give you any of the details that are classified, but I can tell you, without violating bureau policy, that our subject was an ambassador for a former Soviet bloc nation that was scrambling to buy all the armaments it could, as were most of those suddenly independent countries. Before the day was over, we wanted to leverage the mutual trust that Steve shared with our subject and get a better idea of exactly what the subject was up to and what his priorities were. Then, with enough patience and work, we could make sure our subject was out of business and facing the appropriate consequences of his actions. After Jesse finished shaking hands with Steve, he introduced me. "This is Robin," Jesse said. No title, no last name, as if we were just a buddy. Casual in the extreme. Robin's got to pick up his daughter in about an hour, so we'll wrap this thing up before you even finish your steak. We made small talk for about 90 seconds, then our waiter magically appeared, quickly took our order, and vanished just as magically. "So," Jesse said to Steve, "I've heard that you're an expert on Eastern Europe. I'm really interested in that too. I was hoping you could give us some insights and opinions on what's happening over there these days." "I'm happy to," Steve said. People love to talk about their own area of expertise.